Hello.
Oh, hi, Vernon. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Friday and happy Easter week, right?
Yeah.
So you were speaking with Catherine this morning about signing up your pressure washing business?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting. So you're expanding into a new entity, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so the only thing I want to give you a heads up, I don't know if she told you this or not, but we're going to need a different phone number and address. So do you have that for the pressure washing?
I have a different phone number, but not an address.
Okay, yeah, I see the 908-963-9716, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. We have a different. Okay, so let me see here. So Google has you PIN verified under Vernon's Landscaping LLC under your address. So if we submit it now for Power Washing Express LLC, it's going to look like a duplicate and it's going to throw up a red flag to Google. What I'm going to do though is sometimes when Google sends the PIN code, if we put like unit A on there or something, even though it's the same address, sometimes they'll recognize it as a separate business. So we'll try to do that. If not, you could always, you know, maybe see if there's a friend or a relative that will allow you to get the PIN code at their address, okay?
A friend?
You don't have a friend.
what about a PO box?
No, they'll reject that. So the reason that Google even does that whole process is at the end of the day, they want to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So that's why they'll send you the 5-digit code when you get it and give it back to us and we submit it. Now they trust you and they say, okay, this is a valid business in the area. So when you think about it, those big corporations, they could go anywhere and set up a PO box if they, you know, if Google were accepting them. So they reject mm-hmm. the PO boxes. They reject like a mailboxes, et cetera, those kind of addresses.
Okay, now. Well, that one says apartment Y10, right? Can you go unit Y10? Would that make a difference?
I think it'll show the same to Google because it's going to show up like, you know how the Google Maps, they drive around and they know all of the different addresses?
Yeah.
So let me just look at the other address and just see here. Yeah, because if it's, let's say that you have a friend or a relative or a colleague that has another address. All they have to do is receive the PIN code. Once it's received, it would be hidden. So, you know, it wouldn't be published, but it's just the way to kind of get around that loophole. But it's 225 Red School Lane, apartment Y10, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put it in as unit Y10, and then when the technicians call you later today for the client interview, they'll know better as to whether this address is going to be acceptable or not. If not, you can maybe come up with a different address to use, okay?
Okay, now if I come up with a different address, where's that mail going to go to, that different address?
Correct. That's why I say some people will use a friend or a relative or a colleague's address because once the PIN code is received, the address would be hidden on the profile. So it's not like, you know, if you use someone else's personal address that it would publish. It's just a way, you know, that Google would kind of recognize you as a trusted business in the community like they did with your other listing.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but still, I have a business. I like to control all the stuff myself. Even all my certificates are all underneath, from the state of New Jersey are
yes.
underneath apartment Y10.
Okay.
So I can't see what's wrong with Google.
It's just because it's set it up as a different business. It's kind of like, let's say that I had a brick and mortar business that was a hair salon, right? But let's say that the unit before me, the people before I got into that space, used to have a painting supply store or something.
Mm-hmm.
When we submit it to Google, it's still going to show as a painting supply store. So we have to go through where they would go in and verify that, okay, it's a new business in the area, and then they would get it overridden. But your other business is still operating. So you don't want that to happen either, where they start, you know, not using the not recognize the address for your Vernon's Landscaping, right?
Yeah.
That's still operating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The good news that we have, though, that might, this is why I'm thinking when the technician calls you, they might be able to still use this address, is right now we're only doing the website hosting for the other location, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that
yeah.
might work to your benefit, because if there's active optimization going on your Google listing, it's going to be all relating to the Power Washing Express LLC, because that's
okay.
the business, right? So that
yes.
may be your little, you know, holy grail where we can get around this. But again, I'm going to have the technicians look at it, and when they call you later today, they'll tell you if it's going to work or not, okay?
Yeah. The only other person I got is a brother out in Pennsylvania, but I don't want to use his address. I'd like
no,
to have
don't
by
do that.
Me.
Yeah, no, you have to use a little address that's local, you know, so.
I
had someone go to the extreme once. I know that this is funny, but, you know, they wanted to use an address in an area, and they didn't have one. So they just went to one of their clients and said, hey, you know, can I get you a $25 Starbucks card if you just receive this little PIN code from Google for me? And they said, yeah, we don't mind doing that. You know, so there's creative ways that you could get an address closer to you without having to use, you know, the brother's Pennsylvania address. But I'm going to heavily notate this account so that when they call you, I think that because the other one is just the website hosting, that it might be okay. It might be acceptable.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So what's the email address for the confirmation, Vernon?
Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N,
mm-hmm.
H, Hopper, H-O-P-P-E-R, at msn.com.
Is it two H's or is it just
yeah.
Vernon Hopper? Oh, Vernon
H's.
H. Hopper. Okay,
uh-huh.
At MSN, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I totally respect what you do. I recently did some remodeling on my mom's property, and a realtor actually had suggested power wash the back patio and the front walkway, and I thought, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of silly. But when we did it, it made her whole house brighten up, and every, like, you walked in the backyard and it looked like a different patio. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, there's something to this power washer, you know? So,
yeah.
Now this new number is the 908-963-9716. That's the one we're going to publish for the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then here on Eastern time. And then we're going to do 225 Red School Lane, Unit Y10, Phillipsburg, 08865. And then you don't have a website yet for this business, right?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay, so what's the web address?
I think it's, hold on. Give me a minute.
I found one, but I don't think this is you, because this is Pressure Washing Express,
oh.
Not Power Washing. Let's just see.
Okay. Power Washing. All right. Can you read that? Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
All right. I just had it. All right, it's pressurewashing.org.
Oh, pressurewashing.org. Okay, let me pull it up.
I'll
link it to the account. Pressure.
You're pulling up.
Washing.org, right? Let's see. This just says the domain was registered to uniregistry.com. It doesn't pull up your business.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Maybe it's powerwashing.org. Let me see.
Hold on. Boy, that's so old. All right, hold on. Okay. All right, it's pressurewashingexpress.com.
Okay, let me pull that up. 1 second. Pressurewashingexpress.com.
.com.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay, here we go. Perfect.
Okay, good.
Thank you for oh, no, wait. This pulls up a 702 area code, 702-848-2222. So that seems like it's out of Nevada. I don't think one's you either. Yeah. Did you build the site yourself, or did you hire someone to build it?
I hired somebody to build it, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're just trying to look through the information to see which domain they purchased, huh? Okay.
All right. Can we get this when the other guy calls me back? I can.
Yeah, I wonder if it is this pressurewashingexpress.com, and maybe they just didn't update your phone number on here yet. So
yeah,
we'll
I
see. Okay, we're just going to leave it at this, but again, I'm going to notate the account that when they call you back later today to verify that this is the correct web address.
Okay.
And then I know that Catherine went over pricing with you. It's just a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The one-time setup fee of $99 goes on the first payment only, so the initial investment is just $398. And then, do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
Do I have a what?
A business Facebook
page? Facebook?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Not to worry. Because we're a premier partner with Google, Google will also allow us to create the business Facebook page and run some ads for you. So that will help you also. And then, how did you want to set this up? Did you want to use a debit or a credit? What works best?
Credit card.
Okay. And is it actually your name on the card or the company name or both?
Just my name on the card.
Okay. Any middle name or initial, or is it just Vernon Hopper?
Vernon H. Hopper.
Vernon H. Okay. And then same billing address, right? The Red School Lane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought
yeah.
So, because you said everything's registered to that. Okay. All right, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. Four, 489.
Okay.
1530.
Mm-hmm.
9099.
Mm-hmm.
8211.
Okay, expiration?
8/26.
And then the code on the back?
314.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Vernon, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you later to do the client interview. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Power Washing Express, LLC.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Burden Hopper, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yep.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 7th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then the client interview will take approximately 20 minutes. And I'll tell you what's available, and you can tell me. We have a 2 o'clock open, a 4 o'clock, or a 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. So I'm booking out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic, Vernon. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then we did get you some special pricing that's not available to the general public because you have an account with us already. So I just want you to go in there and accept it where do the e-signature on it so it'll grandfather you into the rate. So do you get text messages on the phone ending in 9716?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to get a text message. It might already be there that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is click on the link in that text. It'll say, click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll go down and you'll hit, scroll all the way to the bottom, I should say. And then there's a box you have to check to show that you're authorized. Plug your name in and hit confirm signature. And then please include the middle initial as well, since that's on the billing. Now, once the signature goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you later at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay.
All right. You're good to go, Vernon. So welcome aboard. Have a very profitable year and a nice Easter weekend coming up. And then my technician will call you around 5 o'clock today, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.